Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codas, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codas. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm thankful and blessed, Jolene. Thankful and blessed. Going to get started with our birthdays. We've got Virginia Gontry. Happy birthday, Miss Virginia. Dan Johnson, happy birthday to you. Mr. Sean Campbell, happy birthday to you. And then I've got Becky Campbell. I don't think they're no relation, though. And Marie Kusner and Miss Dottie Collins, happy birthday. And then Jeffrey Fracker, F-R-A-K-E-R, Senior. And that is my Facebook family and friends' birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
Yes, I do. I have Miss Becky Campbell, too, and she is related to me. She's my cousin. So happy birthday, Becky. I love you. Yeah.
And y'all don't have the same last name, either.
Oh, no. No, we're cousins.
Right. I love her. The weather, it is very cloudy, gloomy, and 29 degrees. Miss Jolene, what is the weather in Texas?
Well, you beat me by 1 degree. It just turned 30 because it's 29 a minute ago. It's 30 right now. And it was 80 yesterday. It was 80
yeah,
degrees
I know.
Yesterday.
80 and 28.
Go
ahead, Jolene.
This was while the temps was dropping. We had this horrible wind sandstorm, and the tips just kept dropping and dropping and dropping. It was awful. But, yeah, it was 80 yesterday.
Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
No.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, Jolene.
Are you staying warm?
No, I'm very cold.
What is the weather there, Paula?
Cloudy and 23, and it feels like...
Ooh.
Oh, my.
30 room, 8 in the area that's actually got the heater. Remember that hat you mailed me that goes all over everything? That's what I'm wearing.
Oh, are you?
I sure am.
It's a warm hat, ain't it, Paula?
Yeah, I got to get something put over my nose. It looks like Rudolph is.
Yeah, but that hat's a good warm hat. It covers up the face and everything there. It helps you stay, and, you know, that's the key is keeping the heat in the head. You know, you'd be surprised at the
heat.
Right, you know, so much heat evaporates from the top of our head. Oh, my. Paula,
sure, just
we were talking to you.
Minus four there.
Oh, minus four in Iowa. Oh, wow.
That ain't even the windshield, and that ain't even the windshield. That's just
the temperature. My. Well, you know, I mean, did y'all get any snow? Because we didn't get any of the snow they were talking about.
Oh, we just rained all night long. All night long.
Yeah, that's all it done for us, too, Paula. We just had some rain and wind, and, of course, I think they were out at 4 o'clock in the morning treating the roads. And I don't know. I mean, what do y'all think about the chemicals now? I mean, they do chemicals more than they do ice, and I think the chemicals help the road better than the ice.
Yeah, but I think the chemicals is what's eating up.
I mean, salt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I meant salt, Jolene. Salt or the chemicals. Yeah, well, yeah, I think the chemicals probably eat the blacktop. But, man, I mean, it seems like to me the chemicals seem to work better than the salt.
You know, some places use the sawdust.
Yes, Jolene, I've seen that. And to me, I think sawdust would probably be an all-natural thing, better, you know.
Well, I know one year we were in Red River, New Mexico. We were going on a ski trip, and we got caught in a salacious blizzard. And we was going across this mountain, and they had used sawdust. And, I mean, it was really good about melting the snow, and plus you got really good traction. You really get good traction with it. So I think it's a good thing, which it probably wouldn't destroy the highway either.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's the salt's what used to make the big holes in the roads and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I can't tell y'all about any news or anything, not for just about 2 or 3 more minutes. I'm almost to my destination. I can ride on it because I'm actually driving with us. And driving
on the road again.
Yeah, no doubt, Paula. I mean, you know, it's like, man, love my time with my grandchildren. You know, we actually got it cut short today, but I'll take every moment that we can get. Yeah, that's who we were. Yeah, that's who we took bowling. I've got some video of them. They're just hilarious bowling. You know, they've never been bowling before in their life. And, I mean, they're trying to, like, throw the ball.
Yeah. You know? Well, I'm glad you got to spend time with them. That's precious.
Yeah, it is, Jolene. It is. I mean, you know, it's a sad situation that goes on and things, but I don't know. I just keep praying. I pray for all the evilness out of their lives. I mean, that's the main thing. I can't help who the evilness might be. I mean, but I do. I pray for all the evilness of all the evil people that's in their lives to not be in their lives. I mean.
Well, the thing about that is called they're growing and they're getting older and they won't be able to be controlled for the rest of their lives. Things will change.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think so, too, Jolene. I believe that, too. I believe things have changed, too. I'm like you, you know. I mean, they won't stay little forever. And once they're big, you know, bigger, I mean, it's a different ball game, you know.
That's right. Just hang in there. Just hang in there and let them know that you love them and that you're there, and they'll come back.
Right.
You see.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like I say, they're getting bigger every day. I mean, you know, so, I mean, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, it'll change things. It's just, you know, I mean, I guess what's heartbreaking to me is missing out on the stuff that's going on right now, like where, you know, plays, Christmas things, you know, little events and things that they're doing. You know, and things that
you're not allowed to be a part of any of that.
Right, no, and we're not allowed to be a part of any of that. And you can't bring those times back. You know.
That's
what's sad. You just can't bring those times back, you know.
Yeah.
What's heartbreaking
yeah.
to me. You know,
okay.
It's like, man. Yeah, and you know, and it's all because of grown-ups that don't know how to be adults, yeah, and realize that the, you know, it's not about the grown-up, it's about the child.
Exactly.
You know, it's what's best and things for the child, you know, I don't know, such a selfish world, though. But, you know, I mean, I had heard the other day the radio, I mean, on the news, they were talking about how they have such a short demand of social workers here in the state of Kentucky And not only social workers, but they have a really short demand for foster homes for these children. So what are they going to do with these children and things, you know?
Well, from what I see, the social workers aren't worth shit anyway.
Well, they had said that that CPS is not, I mean, it's like a failed program. And we know that for a fact, that they haven't got the best interest. I'm just hoping that somebody out there will take and step up to the plate and try to pass a bill for the grandparents in this state, you know, because, I mean, you'd be surprised at the grandparents that already are raising the children, but that the stuff that the grandparents have to go through just to be able to take the child to a doctor or do something with it at school. I mean, the grandparents have to go through hell, you know. It's just not right.
I know for a fact, Coldus, there used to be grandparent rights. I don't know what happened, if they done away with them, or why they would do away with them. But then, now there used to be grandparents' rights, because I know for a fact.
Well, I think what they done, they revised the bill, as they say. They done, there was, and the only way a grandparents got right is if the child of the grandparent is incarcerated in prison, or if they're dead. That's the only way it's the only way they've got the right.
It wasn't like that back in the day. I mean, because I know this through my sister. Because she had to go through all this shit with her grandparents' rights.
Right. Well, it's my understanding, I guess they said that the reason they revised the bill is because evidently it was interfering in the children's lives and causing problems and things. So, like I say, the only way that the grandparent supposedly has rights is, at the way it stands right now, is if the parent is incarcerated or if they're dead, you know.
Well, you know, to me, there's so many little children out there, if they didn't have grandparents, they wouldn't have a life.
Absolutely, Jolene. You know, I'm thankful for my grandparents. You know, I'm thankful
because
for both sides of my grandparents.
Not every situation is the same. You know, some children, all they have is grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right, Jolene. To me, if you love a child, don't you want people that's going to love that child in that child's life? Helping you? I mean, that's a big thing. I mean, what grandparent doesn't usually help with the grandchild, whether it be with as far as like helping to buy school materials, clothing, babysitting,
everything.
You know, but now.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
You know, where I came from, the grandparents played just as big a role in a child's life as the parent did.
Exactly, Jolene. Same way with me. Same way with me. You know, my grandparents was as important to me as my parents was, you know. Yeah, you know. I don't know. I mean, we're in a rare beast of of a generation of times. It's not the times that we had, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything's backwards. Nothing's right nowadays.
Trump told China to go ahead and keep that U.S. military drone that you seized. I didn't know China had seized a drone, but Trump told him just go ahead and keep it.
Yeah,
funny stuff.
I haven't seen a whole lot on the news, but yeah, they got one out of the sea or something. I'm not real sure.
Yeah, we don't need it. Just keep it, Trump. As Trump says, keep it. We don't need it. Funny stuff. No doubt about it. Man. Oh. We got about how many minutes here before we take a break? We got 4 minutes, almost 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you about ready, Paula?
I sure am. And then Cher's going to call me at 4:20 Central Time, and me and her's going to puff pass over the phone today.
Well, you have to play the 5 o'clock somewhere as it's 4:20 here for her, Paula.
I sure will, because I got it, because Don Mueller sent it to me. Autograph. Thank you very much. I love that song.
Yeah, it is a good little song. It is a good little song. And thanks. Let's see. I don't have an anniversary, but I can't remember who it was now. Well, I can't remember. I guess we'll have to just wait. Sorry about that. I don't know what to tell y'all. I get thrown off sometimes.
Yeah. It happens.
Oh, it happens, Paula. It does. Blank. Go blank. Don't have anything to say. Can't say anything.
Well, I think I can be cold if that our Native Americans are doing what they're doing and blizzards being cold to save our water. I can endure being here.
Well, are they still protesting? They're still protesting,
Paula. Yeah, I think a lot of them are still out there.
I mean, they're going to reroute the water, though, right?
I don't know. I haven't really read a lot about it, but I know that I see pictures where they're still there, and it was a blizzard.
Right. Well, I know the Army Corps of Engineers, I thought, had stood up and said they were going to make them reroute it.
They did.
Right, but I saw one thing where the oil companies, you know, they put what they're going to do, so I don't know.
Right. Yeah, it's so hard to get the truth out of the media out there, isn't it? I mean, you know, to know what, unless you're right there on the front lines of something, it's hard to know really what's going on.
Right.
Such fake news reporting and such lies. I mean, I never thought that I would grow up into a time to where you are searching for the truth of things. You know,
I didn't realize it was that bad until this election. Then you really saw it. But I guess it's always been like that, and you just wasn't aware of it. You don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's bad because, you know, I always even raise my children up to not lie. Don't lie, don't lie. I mean, I'm just big on that. Don't lie, why lie? And you know, and if somebody tells you something, that you could take them at their word that it's the truth, but we're not in that time. I mean, people tell you shit, and it's a lie flying right out of their damn mouth. If we would. Woo. I hear some buzzing going on.
What was that?
Did y'all hear that?
I don't know.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Everybody hears
I
that.
Heard. I know.
Damn. Yeah, it's like somebody was cutting in there, an alien. Oh, my. We've got a song written by Dustin Costas doing 15 years in Colorado. He wrote a song, Naked Women Smoking Marijuana. It's sung by Blackie Effing White and the Reefer Kings. We're going to be back in 5 minutes and 54 seconds, and I'm going to take us away.
I'm a fist.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up, I got nothing
done.
Who? It's Dave, man. Open up, I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
Dave's
saw me.
Dave's not here.
Wow. pot, marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamaza, kana. Honeb, hinab, hinni, hemp, hanap, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gankika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, Indrasen, Kia, Insangu, Kepkif, Kia, Kini.
All kinds of tales I want to tell about strange. Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Dave's not here. I haven't got Dave. Have you got Dave, Jolene?
No, I haven't seen him.
Paula, you got him?
No, but I'm still smoking on my joint. Get here.
Paula said, too bad for you, Dave. She's smoking without you.
That's right. It makes being cold a whole lot better.
Yeah, I'd say it does, Paula. Big shout out to Luke.
Yeah. Yep.
Even after you got the heater in there? That one room?
Well, see, yeah, that room is up the big. It was 40. The bedroom is 30, and where the heater is, it's finally up.
Oh, wow. Big shout out to Wesley Binga.
Go ahead, Paula.
I said my pipes didn't freeze, so I'm very grateful for that.
Right. Me too, Paula. I've actually got to turn mine on and let mine start dripping again.
Yeah. It's going to be real cold.
Yeah. It is supposed to be cold.
I want to thank my co-host, Miss Jolene, as always, for being here with us. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula, for being with us. Thank everybody out there for listening to the show and sharing the show. God bless everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Love you, ladies, with all my heart, and I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Stay warm, everybody.
It's a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.